7, 8, 9, 10. We're back in business. I promised you an important question, didn't I? Make it up fast. You think the Beckwith trial verdict was rigged?
It's hard to say. Knowing Mississippi, I accept anything as possible. When I found that they exposed the vote of the jury, the final vote was 7-5. I found that was somewhat phony. I mean, it didn't impress me, rather, because it's very seldom that you'll ever see that.
The hung jury is usually 11-1, you mean?
No, well, not that. It's that they expose the vote of a hung jury, like that.
What is the relevance of it? I just dropped a stitch here. I'm not... You mean, instead of what they expose it, you mean?
Yes.
Well, why would they expose it now? Why is that? What's the significance of that?
Why would they expose it now?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, it at least showed that there were five people with reflective ideas in the state.
They expose it in order to say, look how honest we are, what a fair trial this was. There are people who say in Jackson, but this is all cooked up beforehand. It's going to be a 7-5 vote. The taxi drivers were taken to an agreement between the defense and the prosecution to give us worst testimony. The whole thing was a drama, this is said, as you know. And now, after the great exhibition of impartiality in the trial, the second trial, there'll be a quick acquittal. That seem reasonable?
It's very logical.
Some people say there are no accidents in Mississippi. Everything has reason, has logic behind it. The only place in the world that everything is has logic behind it. Everything is in trouble. As you would seriously consider the possibility the whole thing has been rigged as a drama, is that right?
There's a possibility.
What do you think?
I think it was rigged because in the South, I've never heard of a white man getting the death penalty for killing a negro.
Well, he didn't get that.
I know. And in the first place, I don't believe that they would give it to him. I think it was all rigged. Or either, if they don't convict him, if they do convict him, they'll probably put him in prison. And maybe after 3 months, the governor will give him a pardon.
Well, let's assume that, but it's a long way to go to get a conviction of any kind. It's a very long way.
Well,
mistrials of conviction.
Right, Mississippi knows that the eyes of the nation and the world are on them right now. And they're going to have to do something to try to appease the rest of the world. So they might even get a conviction, but I don't believe they'll ever give him a death penalty. And if he does get a conviction, they're going to let him out real soon.
All right, you're jumping awful far ahead of this poor little mistrial.
Well, like I said, I think it's rigged.
Is it interesting, though, that Mississippi should take the trouble to rig it? Isn't that some change of awareness? They should take the trouble to rig it, even.
Yes, it is.
If they did rig it.
It is.
To take the trouble to pay that tribute to virtue, which hypocrisy is.
Right. I believe that it is. And it might be a good step forward, I don't know. But
it's a new idea, a rigged trial.
Right. And since Meg Evers was a Negro leader, very popular with the Negroes, they probably feel that there might be violence on the part of the Negroes if they don't do something to him, have a rigged trial like they had already.
After all, he is lying in the National Cemetery too, isn't he?
Right.
That makes some difference.
But you don't... convict a man just because of national sentiment. because of the sentiment of the Negro community, to appease anybody.
But the evidence that was presented.
I know, but, well, the same night that this was done, there were two people in Greenville, who said that they saw the tobacco.
And there were many more people who said they saw it here.
Well, who's lying?
There were more people that were opposing him, saying they saw it here than in Greenville. And
they're saying that one of the people that saw Mr. Beckwith was a policeman in Greenville, Mississippi.
As a taxi driver said to me, policemen don't lie.
Well, they do lie, I know.
They do?
Yes.
You shake me.
Isn't it the law that no policeman can be cross-examined in Mississippi?
No.
That his word is final?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen it done when I was in court.
Well, even if the jury knew nothing, if the jury had no awareness of whether these people were lying or not, they still couldn't have convicted the man because of the conflict in testimony. And for my part, I have no knowledge of whether the thing was rigged or not, and I wouldn't say it was rigged.
You would admit there is a possibility of it being rigged.
I just say that I don't know anything about it being rigged.
No one knows.
But you have your own opinion.
But yeah, I mean, your opinion is what we have, but there's a possibility that it could have been rigged, and there's a possibility that it could have been legitimate.
If legitimate, it marks some sort of change, doesn't it?
Quite a change.
I would like to come in. I don't know about that, because I feel like this. Everybody's looking at this case because Mississippi has been the center of the racial issue, Mississippi and Alabama. Now along with Texas. I think everybody is looking at this case, and I don't know whether you can call it a change or not, because if beforehand, if something like this had happened, and everybody noticing it and waiting to see what's going to come out of it, this would have happened earlier, I think. That I don't know whether you can call it a change or not. I really don't.
Well, I didn't say a change of heart. I just said a change.
Well, what are you referring to?
That you had never had trial like this in Mississippi before, where you got a hung jury and had a case.
Never have we had an incident as where the Negroes have actually made a change in going upwards, you know, or pushing something before. Never have we had this before.
That's part of it. Sure. But in the killing of Melton by Kimball in early '56, there was eyewitness testimony, not even an attempt to. Got an alibi or contradictory nothing, and an immediate acquittal.
Yes, but during this time, were the Negroes as stable as they are now?
No.
Well, this makes a difference.
But you
can't call it a change, still.
Well, that itself is a change.
The Negroes don't have to be stable. It's just people being willing to give other people justice.
I don't know about that. It's just, I think this trial itself is motive and all. If Mega hadn't been such an outstanding man to the Negroes, and the Negroes are sticking together as they are, I think this made a difference in the trial itself. I really do. I don't know. There's a possibility that this could have been rigged. There's a possibility that it wasn't rigged. Nobody knows. And as far as my personal opinion, I believe it was.
Do you write off the possibility of one man among the five who voted for conviction was honest? Even one? Not like under pressure or something? You find it hardly even one man there would not vote for conviction? Not even one white man?
Yeah.
Stumbled onto that jury somehow.
I don't know.
Well, not all the men on the jury were Mississippi.
I know that. They were all Southerners.
You remember speaking of Southerners in such matters? You remember reading about, you certainly can't remember it because you weren't born, but a certain Parker. And he worked. one Southern white man who will be honest.
Oh, I didn't have that notion of not finding not one. Not one.
On a jury. But,
on a jury. Mm. I didn't have that.
In a courtroom.
Well, I believe the jury was hand-picked. Like,
did they pick five men to vote that way?
It was hand-picked, so I believe that they knew that they would have voted.
They picked five Jackson liberals to convict Thackeray and to vote for conviction that night.
We didn't recognize any of them.
Well, they probably knew they were getting more on their side than they
had. Oh, sure, I'm certain. They picked that well.
Yeah. I don't know if they had five.
She might be wrong about that.
Well, that's why.
Have you ever put anything beyond the powers of the Mississippian, white Mississippian, sovereign?
We didn't put anything beyond his power.
Beyond what he would resort to in order to achieve what he wants. Yeah. Well, how can you say that there isn't a possibility? It might be a minute possibility, but there is a possibility that they could have handpicked the jury beforehand.
We have a lot of things written about the white man stereotype of the Negro. Sometimes the qualities in the stereotype are self-contradictory, of course. What about the Negro stereotype of the white man?
There is one.
What is it?
Well, you can't, I can't speak for all Negroes.
Let us talk about yours.
I mean, I have tried to remove all stereotypes from Negroes to Chinese, Jews, whatever you want, whatever ethnic group you're talking about. But there are there are stereotypes within every human mind, I feel. And some, even though you try and remove them, you always think of at least in Mississippi, somebody says, well, some lady says she's going to work and you know she doesn't have a high school education. More likely she's going to somebody's house and clean up or cook or something. And you have a certain picture in your mind of what a white person is acting. He hates me because I'm a Negro. Or the fact that he's white and he's smarter than I am. There are various phases. You can go on this all day and all night, but I feel that most people, especially in the movement today, try and remove these stereotype ideas.
Has there been a change in the Negro stereotype of himself? Himself in recent years?
I feel that there has been, because of the fact that more Negroes are now realizing that they have certain rights, and they shouldn't be, they don't have to stay in something like this. That's where you have found that a lot of Negroes move out of the South, because this stereotype is somewhat removed, and they feel that they can uplift themselves by moving to the North. They can achieve better jobs, they can find better jobs, they can live in better neighborhoods. They will have more opportunities. And there has been a definite change in the Negro stereotype of himself.
That's been a pretty bad, dramatic change from all accounts.
Yes.
Hello, 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 hello.